I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Mariah, she's on fire. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Mariah Carey's here. She's apparently running on time, which is major headline. And this is going to be epic. I mean, every appearance in the clubhouse is epic in one way or another for Mariah. But so I always have great expectations just because she's so fun to talk to. There's so much to talk to her about. And so, I don't know. I am going to be on my best behavior because I've gone a little off the reservation the last couple times, so I do need to be on my best behavior, but you will enjoy Mariah tonight in the clubhouse.
She stole my chair, and I don't even care. It's Watch What Happens Live with Mariah Carey now. On a Monday night with an extra pep in my step, like I'm doing the stair climber in stilettos in a 2002 episode of Cribs. That's how I feel. My guest tonight has been an unparalleled superstar in the music industry since her first 5 singles reached number 1 on the chart. She has not stopped. And almost 3 decades later, her 15th studio album, Caution, is being called fresh, current, and perfect. Just like her, please welcome back, Caution, Mariah Carey, everybody! Mariah!
Hi.
Great to see you!
It's so good to see you, always.
Can we do the toast?
Yes,
can we
let's do our toast, ready?
Okay.
One.
Pinky.
Two.
Boom.
Moment. It's hard to do anything Cheers. In this dress. Can I preface that by saying I tried to be festive for
well,
you in this dress?
Festive and
but I can't really move in it.
You look perfect. And in honor of Caution, over at the bar, they're wrapped in caution tape because they're so hot it's almost hazardous. Mm-hmm. Say hi to Casey Field, Gilbert, James McMillan, and Evan Betts. Great to see you guys. Mariah, the reviews for the album, Rolling Stone, Billboard said it is the Mariah Carey album that we need for right now in 2018. Yeah. They're over. I mean, I know that you make the albums for your fans, but you have mm-hmm. to be happy that the reviewers are lapping at this album.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And it's great because it's an acknowledgement of the work, and I've been in the studio, been in the lab
yeah.
a long time.
Yes.
I missed it. I missed it so much.
By the way, I did switch sides for you. You know how I feel about your right side thing. I think you look beautiful from all sides.
I love that you're saying that, but I appreciate, by the way, thank you.
You're welcome, but you always look great no matter where you are.
It's just that somebody, I told you, somebody told me that when I first started out. They were like, don't be from that side. This is the side.
Well, I think you
I don't know.
I think you need to say GTFO to that person.
It's a long time ago. I don't even know where they are anymore, but, yes. you know.
Well, I know where you are. The Lambs have taken over our phone lines with questions for Mariah Carey. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, while I'm rarely a Christmas before Thanksgiving type of person, when the queen of Christmas is sitting next to me, I do make an exception. So here's what. Mariah, let's make things festive with a round of All I Want for Christmas Is Who? I'm going to show you photos of yourself with other famous folks whose faces have been covered up with all sorts of holiday items. You have to guess who's hiding behind each.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
First up, any idea who you're singing with here?
Is that Mary J. Blige?
Is it Mary and Beyonce?
Yes. Mary and Beyonce.
Okay.
Yes.
Here you are. Any idea who you're posing with at the MGM Grand here?
That's the Billboard Awards.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Is it Patti LaBelle?
It's your godmother,
yes.
Miss Patti.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on. I'm never gonna know how to do this game. Okay,
yeah,
let's see.
Here you are also at the Billboard Music Awards.
Mr. Stevie Wonder.
Mr. Stevie.
Yes.
Here you are at the VMAs.
Whitney Houston.
The beloved Whitney.
Yes.
Okay, what about this one?
Is that Michelle Obama?
Is it Michelle Obama? It's Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, okay.
Very close.
Because you know why I thought so? Because Rocky spit up on Michelle Obama's dress. It's one
that's
of the most humiliating things that's
is.
Ever happened to me. She was like, thanks to you, I'll never be able to wear this dress again, Rocky.
Oh,
thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, so.
Okay, next up.
That's a Christmas with the Obamas.
I like
yes.
it. Any clue?
It's the Grammys.
It is the Grammys.
2005.
Wow.
I know because Mr. Elias made me that dress.
Wow.
But I don't know who that is.
It is a Beatle, Paul McCartney.
Oh, my God. I need that picture because I don't have this picture.
Okay, we'll get it for you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Yes.
Second, from rumors that she requested 20 white kittens and 100 doves for a Christmas tree lighting ceremony, to stories that she bathes in cold milk, the things other people say about Mariah are fascinating, but I want to see what secrets Mariah can spill herself without saying a single word. Here's what. It's time for a round of Never Have I Ever. It's simple. I'm going to deliver a Never Have I Ever statement. Mariah, if you have done that thing, you'll just simply let us know by taking a sip of your wine.
What happens if I just take a sip because I was thirsty?
No, you just have to refrain yourself for the next minute.
Okay.
Never have I ever had my own song as my ringtone. If you've done it, you drink.
I haven't done
okay.
it.
Okay. Never have I ever been more than 3 hours late to something. Okay. Just want to report, MC was early today. I just want to report this evening. Okay. Never have I ever had more than 10 people in my entourage. Yes, okay. Never have I ever told a fellow singer their album was amazing when I had not even listened to it.
I try to be nice.
You try to be nice.
I don't know.
Never have I ever forgotten one of my backup singers' names.
No.
Hey, I would think that that would not be you. Never have I ever forgotten the words to my own song. Yeah, okay. Never have I ever selected a dancer because he was hot, even though he wasn't a great dancer.
No, I don't think I did.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Never have I ever asked an assistant to give me a foot massage after a performance.
I don't know if I asked.
Right, okay. Thank you very much, Mariah Carey. That's good.
Thank you.
Sometimes they just offer.
Actually, they do, and I'm not going to say no.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Finally, in just 3 short days, gay men everywhere will sit around Thanksgiving tables and give their thanks for their family, friends, and Mariah Carey. But does Mariah herself know which Mimi moments her gay lambs or glams are most grateful for? Here's what. Let's find out with Always Be My Glams. Okay, Mariah, we pulled 34 gay lambs on all things Mariah Carey. It's your job to guess which way their fluffy gay tails wagged.
Okay? Are they really lambs?
Yes, they really are. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they are. Okay, we asked these 34 glams, which song do you want played at your wedding? Visions of Love or Always Be My Baby? Which one did they guess?
Vision of Love?
They guessed Always Be My Baby.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I should have known that.
Which sling would you rather rock? The bedazzled glam or the rocker chic?
The audience is saying rocker chic, but my gut was saying bedazzled.
Well, bedazzled glam, you're right.
Okay.
Which Mariah alter ego? Which Mariah alter ego is fiercer? Bianca from Heartbreaker or faux Eminem from Obsessed?
It's not him.
I understand.
It's not him.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say, for me, I vote for Bianca, but I think I did a good job.
I do too, but they guessed Bianca.
Okay, good.
Which of Mariah's MTV Cribs moments is more iconic? The dog biting the cat's tail or the naked bubble bath moment?
I wasn't naked. Okay. When will they understand?
Which one is more iconic?
I'd say the cat.
Sweetie, it's a landslide for bubble bath.
Okay. Really?
Which exercise is hotter in heels, Stairmaster or lifting weights?
I think they should have gone back to the original Gucci heel. Moment.
Okay.
Well, so I can't choose. But
this was a landslide for Stairmaster, 100%. Which 90s hairstyle did Mariah work better, big and curly or straight, fun and flirty?
Neither one of those is a good hair moment.
Really?
I don't like either one of them.
They chose big and curly, 92%.
Okay.
Last up, we asked these 34 dudes, what is your preferred Fire Island grand entrance? A jet ski or a horse?
I'm going to go with the jet ski.
That's what they guessed,
okay,
Mariah.
Yay!
Thank you very much, Mariah.
Yes.
The glams did it.
The glams did it.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the phones. It's Reese from California. Hey, what's your question for Mariah Carey? The album Caution is available for download right now.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Mariah. I think you are just amazing. You kill it at life.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm doing
my
best.
So my question for you is, since Glitter reached number one on the iTunes chart last week, is there any chance of you adding a song or two from the soundtrack to your tour?
Oh, that's good.
That's a great question.
Loverboy, what?
Well, I have a lot of people that, well, specifically one person that loves Loverboy. That's her favorite song. She's here today. You met her earlier.
Okay.
So, but since the Lamely got Glitter to number one,
you gotta give them something.
They've lifted this huge burden.
Yes.
Of having to feel like, oh, I can't do stuff from Glitter because nobody knows it or whatever.
Right. Redemption for Glitter.
Redemption for Glitter. It's hashtag justice for Glitter. I'm gonna say yes. We're gonna put together perhaps a medley.
All right, perhaps a medley. By the way, we love our Mariah Carey disco ball. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you like it.
We refer to it often.
Yay!
That was, a lot of people have given us gifts for the clubhouse, but that's up there. I mean, you shine like a beacon that you are.
You deserve it, and I'm happy to be here.
Got a lot of questions on Twitter. Emily P. texted, did you and Meryl Streep ever speak after you accidentally stole her seat at the Golden Globes this year?
Oh my gosh. That was so mortifying, because she had spoken to me when I did Precious.
Yeah.
And she was so sweet and just so, like, I was like, I can't believe Meryl Streep is talking about a performance and a movie.
You were
that I
unbelievable
did.
In that film.
Thank you. Yeah. But it's Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Like, you don't expect it. And so that when I sat in her seat, I was like, I didn't do that. Please say it. Do that. But she was like, you can sit in at any time. She was very festive. She was cool about it.
That's great. What did you think? Candidly, Carlo wants to know what you thought of Adele saying you deserve to be in the Bible because you're so epic.
I didn't even know she had said that.
She said that. I think the two of you should do something together.
Wow. Yeah. That's
Hamad O wants to know, texted, I would love it if you collaborated with Cardi B. Will that ever happen?
I would love for that to happen. The song you guys were just playing, A No-No, which was originally Lil' Kim's song, who we love, Kim.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that the three of us could do a collaboration. I think that would be great. But, I mean, if nobody puts it together, it's not going to happen. So, okay, well, you know, things happen real quick these days.
Yes.
So you never know.
Yes. Okay, let's go to Ryan from New York on the phones. Ryan, what's your question for Mariah Carey?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Oh my God, Andy, I love you. My question is for the legend, the Queen Mariah. Mariah, what did you and Britney Spears talk about when you ran into each other at that dinner party last year?
I don't quite recall. There were a couple things that happened that night. And
cocktails?
There were cocktails. Yeah. There was other stuff.
Okay.
Blah, da, 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 da. Yeah. It was great. We love her.
You were in California.
We were in California.
Right. Do you know her at all? I'm not.
We've been around each other a couple times. From the beginning, when I first met her, she was always a sweetheart.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not asking that like a little
No,
question.
But you know everybody was going
to
say
No, I know, no, I know. Let's go to Andy from Charlotte. Hey, Andy, what's your question? Get me out of this.
What has been the best and most surprising part about working with Jay-Z and Roc Nation?
Wow. I don't know what's been... Well, the best is just, like, the whole Roc Nation family and working together and just putting this album together. And Jay and I had a meeting. It was actually his idea that I work with Dev Hynes from Blood Orange, who is one of my favorite collaborations. We did a song called Giving Me Life, which features Slick Rick.
I love Go the Distance.
You do?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it's great. Killed it on Fallon last week. Let's go to Leslie from Minnesota. Hey, Leslie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you so much. Mariah, love you, love you, love you. My question is, since you wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You, you have to get permission if another recordist, if they want to record that song.
No, I don't have to give them permission.
Have you said no to anybody?
Oh, really?
No, once you record something, it becomes public domain pretty much. Not in terms of, like, they still have to pay for the publishing.
Right.
But it becomes, like, anybody can record.
So you're saying I could record that song, and as long as I paid for the publishing, and you wouldn't have to approve that I'm going to record this and release it?
I would have to approve it if you did it on your show.
Oh, interesting.
Or any TV show.
Right.
Or a commercial or anything like that. But if you just want to record it, that's on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not touching it.
A lot of people have done it, which is a huge compliment to me. You know?
Tara R. texted, what is your most and least favorite song to perform?
If it's my least favorite, I won't be performing it.
Right.
And what is my most... You know what's so funny? No one's going to believe this. The people that know me are going to be like, yeah, right. Like, why would you suddenly say that after all these years of saying no?
Hero?
I'm going to go with Hero and All I Want for Christmas Is You, which are two very...
Yeah.
I mean, they're like the poppiest things that I could say.
Yeah.
But the reason I'll say Hero is because everybody... It's usually the last song I do, if I do it.
Yep.
And everybody's holding up their lighters or their phones.
It's a moment.
Not lighters anymore because I burned somebody, but like phones. And honestly, it's like I get a little bit emotional because I'm like, you know what? I've been doing this. How many times have I done this song?
Yeah.
But there's always one person at least out there that has like a specific memory associated with the song. And I wrote it and it makes me proud.
Yeah. Olivia B. texted, who's the most surprising artist on your iPod?
I don't know that anybody would surprise anybody from me anymore. Do you? Do you think people think I don't like other genres?
I don't know. Do you listen to country?
A country artist would be a big surprise.
Yes, okay. All right.
No, no offense to country artists. I really respect the art form.
Of course not.
I respect the storytelling and all that. Yeah. My mom was really, like, super into country music when I was growing up. So I kind of, like,
She was really into country music?
Well, she was an opera singer, as you know.
Yes, yeah.
She sang jazz. But, like, for some reason, when she would drive me to school, she was always listening to country.
Wow.
And so it just wasn't what I was into at the time.
Yes. You really are looking better than ever. What is happening? Yes, without question.
I'm sitting here feeling so self-conscious because I tried to put on an ensemble and I was like, what do I do?
We have
no confining on things under it.
No,
it just is what it is.
Super hourglassy and crazy great.
Thank you.
Are you working out a lot or what's happening?
Kind of. What do you call it? Depriving myself.
Fasting?
Depriving myself. But, you know, this is okay because it's nutritious.
Yes.
It's good. And we're here. Yes. So I'm feeling festive.
Yes. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Nicole I from Las Vegas. I'm assuming you will see Mariah when her residency resumes next year in Vegas. What's your question, Nicole I?
My question is for the legendary, the queen, the number one diva, Miss Mariah Carey. My question is, what is your favorite memory performing with Aretha Franklin during the 1998 Divas Live? And can you describe your friendship with her?
I didn't hear the last part.
Describe your friendship with her. Was that the only time you performed together? No. Was it?
That was the only time we performed together, but that event.
Yes.
We saw each other many times. We spoke with each other a lot of times.
Yes.
But that Divas Live was the only time that I actually performed with her. I was very intimidated and didn't want to perform with her. Everybody else was like, let me have a. I'm not saying anything against anybody else.
Yes.
But I felt there was a thing where it was like they wanted to be able to say, like, they took her on. I was like, I'll be with the background singers, okay?
Right.
That's the queen of soul.
Yes.
And Patti LaBelle actually told me, she was like, honey, you did the right thing because if you would have participated in that situation, I would have had to. Because she knew that that's the queen and that's what you do.
Yes.
But Aretha was so, like, just real. Yeah. Like, she said to me, Mariah, they're playing games. And I'm not having the games. So we won't be rehearsing tonight. And we didn't even get to rehearse. And it was Aretha Franklin. And I was like, I have to sing with Aretha Franklin live on TV with no rehearsal. We rehearsed in her trailer.
Wow.
And then she knew, I don't want to tell the whole story because I'm working on my memoirs and I want people to, But it was great and it was one of those moments where she just went so far beyond what I could have imagined she would be like.
Yes.
I'm a huge, and will always be, may she rest in peace, and she gave us such a gift.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
I saw the Aretha Amazing Grace documentary. And
I need to see it.
It's unbelievable.
I heard it's incredible.
Yeah, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. Since this is our last show before Thanksgiving, I thought Mariah and I would say what we are most thankful for this year. Mariah, you have a lot to be thankful for.
Wow, I don't know what I'm most thankful for. I have to say rock and roll, my kids, that I'm the most thankful for them. Yeah,
that's nice.
I do. And I'm thankful to be here tonight. I really am.
I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful for my family and good health and
absolutely.
Good fortune.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. I want to thank Mariah Carey. The album is Caution. There is a world tour. Everybody check it out. It's out now. I want to thank the boys behind the It's Mariah Carey, everybody. The album is Caution. It's out now. She's kicking off a world tour starting in the United States in February of next year. Behind the bar, it's Casey Field Gilbert, James McMillan, and Evan Betts. We were just talking during the break about Whitney. You performed with her at the Oscars when you believe.
Yes.
Is that the first time you two performed that song live together?
Yes, that was the first live performance, but we did a couple of other things. We did a whole promotional tour for the Prince of Egypt, and just had some incredible times.
That was a great song, too, by the way.
I didn't write it, so I can't take credit for it. Right. I'm a little bit annoyed like they didn't come to me to write it.
Right.
A little annoyed.
Right.
Because at that time, already, like, at least 12 number one songs I had written. You know, but they, whatever. Maybe I'm wrong about 12. I don't know. But no, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, and I love the video. And
what I wonder what year around that was.
That was it 99?
99. Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you because I do have a list of all your number ones. Yeah, you had written 13 number ones.
Okay. I went.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
but the way that
it was
went
between
down.
My all and Heartbreaker
right.
is all I'm saying.
Right.
You know?
But here's the thing with that group of people, it was so like, we've got these two, we want to put together a thing where it's like, you know, something we've all approved and it's their song and it's big and it's a Prince of Egypt. And we had a great time. Did you ever see the thing from the MTV Awards when we were like, try it on me? We wore the same dresses.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, I have great memories.
Was my all, wait, what did you re-record as a duet with Brian McKnight?
Whenever You Call.
Whenever You Call.
Yeah.
I love Whenever You
Thank
Call.
Thank you.
I feel like you could do an album of all duets of your number ones almost.
Oh, that's an interesting
anyway,
idea.
I don't know. Let's go to...
I love that.
Manuel.
That's why you're you.
Well, I don't know. Let's go to Manuel from Phoenix. Hey, Manuel, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Mariah. Hello, darling.
Darling, hi.
Darling, I have to apologize first. I faked a marriage proposal once at your Vegas show, and you were so sweet and invited us backstage. I didn't know how to get your attention.
You really
darling,
faked it?
So sweet. I did, darling. I felt horrible lying to you, but darling, you got me.
He's like, I did, darling.
Now she likes you even more.
You know what? I can't believe you did that, but I am mad at you. I ain't mad at you. So you're not married? You're not married?
Oh, no, darling. Oh, no.
Even more reason why I'm mad at you.
Yes.
Well, I forgive you.
What's your question?
Darling, in your song GTFO, is there anyone specific that it's directed at? And speaking of which, why haven't you went on the Wendy Williams show and put her in her place?
First of all, we love everybody.
Is GTFO directed at anybody?
GTFO was my anthem while writing it. I was like, this is anytime I needed to like get out of a room, like leave a moment, something bleak. I was like, let me go. Like, you know, we just needed to say that to a lot of people.
Yes.
Certain people more than others.
Yeah.
And I think it still stands. And that was one of the reasons I was like, you know what? This song needs to come out. It's not a single, but it's like a fire starter because people need to be able to say that to somebody.
Yes, they do.
They do.
sounds like a single to me, but what am I saying?
But you know what I mean? Yes. It wasn't like an official.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Let's go to Kimmy from Palm Springs. Hey, Kimmy, what's your question for Mariah Carey, the elusive chanteuse?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
My question is, so what was going through your mind when you were burning that wedding dress in your music video for I Don't?
Well, how about this? When I did, first of all, thank you for the question. When I did We Belong Together, I was going to burn the wedding dress then. And that was my original wedding dress. And then the director was like, oh, we can't do that. It was a 27-foot long train. I wanted to burn it at the end of the video. I thought it would have been dramatic. Nobody understood. So I've always wanted to burn a wedding dress, and I did. Eat, drink, dance, whatever.
Did you burn the Mottola dress in that video?
That's the one I was going to dress.
And so one is not burned as
No, it's
yet.
Not burned.
No, okay.
And I'm glad, you know.
You are.
Yeah.
You're glad you have.
I didn't want to make a rash decision. It's better right. that we saved it. Yeah.
What warehouse is that in?
It's in safekeeping.
Yes. Okay, good. A 27-foot train. Wow.
Yeah.
Scott S. said he read in Us Weekly that you can whistle with your hands. Is that true?
It is true. I don't know that I could do it right now with all this lip gloss on.
Right.
I could try.
Okay. Here, I'll hold the butterfly.
Okay.
And then I hit all
That's
night.
My thank
Look
you,
at
butterfly.
This butterfly.
And this is the gold one.
Ooh, and ooh, a gold, wow. Ooh, these are beautiful.
Those are both from Van Cleef. But I don't know that I can do this right now. I can't do it as well. I used to be able to do it so well. That was all right. I'm trying to get the F out, but it's not working. That's as much as I'm going to get tonight.
I love the race.
Thank you.
That's great. When are we going to get a Mariah Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I did the anthem one year.
That's fun.
It's
a lot of stress.
Yeah. I don't love a stressful moment. I like this better.
Billy W. said, you were my first concert. Who was your first concert?
My very first concert was Pat Benatar.
That's a good first concert.
I love her.
That's a good first concert. Yeah. Okay, last call of the night. It's Jonathan from D.C. Hey, Jonathan, what's your question?
Hi. First off, I just wanted to say congratulations on the new album, Mariah. I've been listening to it nonstop the past few days. So anyway, my question is, how difficult was it working with Old Dirty Bastard on the Fantasy remix?
It wasn't difficult
at all.
But
a lot written about that, right?
A lot of stuff has been written about that. I couldn't wait to do that record. I was a huge fan of the 36 Chambers by Wu-Tang Clan. I was like, how can I make this happen? And then it was the Bad Boy remix, and everybody got together and made it happen. But the most fun I had was with him on the video, because I wasn't allowed to work with like the video directors I wanted to work with, because certain people felt threatened by anyone that would want to accentuate my sexuality or anything like that. So it had to be, I was like, okay, fine, I'll direct it. And he was so much fun. May he rest in peace. I loved him. I was there, went with Dame Dash to get him when he was, you know, when he got out of the place he was in.
Yes.
Prior to his passing.
Yeah.
And not to go on that subject, because I want to stay on the positive. The record, we have it forever. That me and Mariah, right? Everybody sings it to me in the street. Yeah.
Great. So great.
Yeah.
Anyone you have your eyes on that you want to work with? You have great collaborations on Caution.
Thank you. Yeah, it was exciting.
Anyone that you feel like is on your list? I mean, you talked about Lil' Kim and Cardi B a little bit.
I did. I was lucky to work with Ty Dolla $ign on this album. I was really excited about that. Working with, like we talked about, I worked with the Stereotypes, and that was a great collaboration with Gunna.
Skrillex.
I love him so much. Yeah. Such a good guy. And also Slick Rick and Blood Orange. I've been a huge fan of Slick Rick since I was growing up. So this is our first time ever working together and sharing a song. Yeah. So as a fan, after all these years, I've sampled him. I've just like loved his music forever. So he's a new one of my new favorite people.
Yeah.
Been always one of my favorite people. But.
What do you think the biggest misconception is about you?
I don't know. What do I know what these people think?
Yeah, right.
What do you think? Honestly, what do you think?
I think that there's a perception that you're a diva, but I think you are a diva in the best possible way. I mean, okay. I think that's a...
Is a diva a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing. Okay. But also, what people don't realize is you actually literally were raised by a diva, an opera diva.
So,
And I think that people, though they should, don't realize, you've had like 15 number ones that you wrote them all. I don't think people realize 18 number ones.
I wrote 17.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Anyway, and I think that...
Oh, the writing. They don't acknowledge the writing.
The writing, I think, is really important.
I think the writing is almost more important than anything else.
Yeah.
Because it's my outlet. It's my everything.
Right. And I think if you go back, especially... if you go back, your writing, as it always is very autobiographical. And you can really read between the lines of what you're saying and what you've lived.
Mm-hmm.
If you go read the words to your... to your music. Thank you for Caution. We're so excited about it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I always love to see you winning, and you're always winning, so it's not hard. The World Tour kicks off in the United States February 19th. Thanks, guys. For more, check out MamaTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.